This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. You know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest.
Hello and welcome to BBA, Bobby Bones Alone. It's 5:15 on the 28th, and I usually keep notes during break. Not because it's anything that's amazing as far as content goes, but I just tend to forget anything that popped into my head if I have more than 3 or 4 days where I'm not on the air. So I have written all these notes, and I've labeled it in my phone, pod. That's it. So that's where we are, and that's what we'll do. We'll start off first with talking about a few movies that I watched. I did watch Priscilla. Now, when I say I didn't watch anything without my wife, so I didn't sit and watch anything by myself. Although I do sometimes, I haven't at all this time. I watched Priscilla. I don't know any of the actors in it, but it is the story of Priscilla Presley, who's Elvis's wife. And I don't know, man, it's pretty good. I give it like 3 out of 5 sideburns. And I don't know if it's the time, and back then, things were just different, because obviously they were. We're talking about the late 50s, but Elvis was like 21, 22, and she was 14. Now, in the movie, they also made a point to say, and show Elvis go, "No, babe, I don't think we should go that far this quick." So I don't even know that they did it till she was like 17 or 18, but it doesn't matter, at least now, and I'm assuming then too, but it doesn't matter if you're 20 anything and you're just hanging out with a 14-year-old. That's bizarre. If you're just sitting there talking about the news of the day, unless it's like your younger cousin or younger brother or sister, that's kind of weird. But then it was the 50s, and you know, there were 13-year-olds marrying each other then. At least that's what it seems like. Like, everybody's grandmother, "I got married when I was 15 and he was 16 and we've never had a bad day since." So it does start where she's 14 and she is overseas. And that's how she meets Elvis, because her dad was in the military and Elvis was in the military. And Elvis was in Germany. He got drafted, which, by the way, they were never going to actually send him into any combat. Can you imagine how terrible that would have been had one of the most famous beloved figures in music dies in the war, regardless of who it is? You know, reading the story about that, there are basically two things they wanted to happen. They wanted Elvis to go and be drafted and show that anybody can be drafted, because everybody was getting drafted, or at least a lot of folks. And then there was no way anything could happen to him. Can you imagine the PR nightmare if Elvis were to be... So he's in Germany, and he's chilling. I don't even know what he's doing, but they showed him at a house, like, playing piano with all his buddies. All his buddies were over there with him. And Priscilla comes over to the house with some other dude. I was like, I'm Priscilla. And he's like, I'm Elvis. Thank you very much. I'm 21, 22, 23, 24 years old. I don't remember. But then they, I don't know, fell for each other. It's bizarre, man. The movie, 3 out of 5 sideburns, though. And again, maybe just because times were different. By the way, I'm checking my Uber Eats order as I do this. This may never even get up. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm by myself. Usually Mike D's pushing all the buttons over here, especially at my house. But I ordered from Uber Eats, and I ordered a honey spice and everything nice salad with kale, blackened chicken thigh, orange slices, cheese, jalapeno lime vinaigrette, croutons, carrots, and that's what I'm waiting for right now. So when it gets here, I'll be getting off this. I watched the movie Leave the World Behind. It was awesome. Now, if you watch it, you are either going to halfway through be like, what the heck? I don't like it. Or halfway through be like, I hate it. Because I don't even know that I loved it until it was over. I think I liked it a lot. But I don't think I loved it until it was over. But this movie, if there was a strike zone, the little box that's perfectly for the middle, the power, for the crux of the swing, this is it. This movie is it for me. I'm not going to say too much about it, but there's like a whole world on TikTok now about it and about all the little theories. Leave the World Behind, basically, something happens to America. And that's what's up. I'm going to leave it there. But Julia Roberts is in it, right? That's all right. I loved it. I'm going to say, for me, 5 out of 5. It was almost a perfect movie. However, if I'm ranking it to other people, I need to know who you are. Because it ain't for everybody. I'm going to be honest with you. It ain't for everybody at all. I saw the leftovers, the holdovers. The leftovers? The holdovers? The holdovers, yeah. Paul Giamatti. I know him from mostly WNBC. Pig Vomit in the Howard Stern movie. He also did Sideways. I've seen him in things, but I just mostly know him as WNBC. This movie's pretty long. But it was real good. It was real good. I'm going to give it a 4.5 out of 5 private schools. I thought it was going to be a comedy, but I think it's just a comedic drama because there's no real points to laugh. There's nothing funny happening. I guess if people aren't getting stabbed or murdered or time travel, it's just considered a comedy. I'll read to you the plot of The Holdovers. A curmudgeonly known instructor at a New England prep school remains on campus during Christmas break to babysit a handful of students with nowhere to go. He soon forms an unlikely bond with the troublemakers. I'm going to leave it there. I really enjoyed it. It's long. I don't think I loved it, though, until halfway through the movie. Well, most of that was waiting for, like, Old School or Super Bad or something, because they were like, comedy. But it's just as much a drama. I would just say it's a drama with some goofy things that happen. But The Holdovers, 4.5 out of 5 private schools. I like that. I went and got an allergy test. Now, I've had one before, but it wasn't the same one. I had a sinus infection in my right sinus. That's not what it's called. But I had 2 different x-rays. Well, I went to the dentist because my tooth was hurting me so bad. And so I go to the dentist, and I'm like, my mouth is killing me. And my dentist is awesome. And so he's like, man, there's nothing wrong with your tooth. I was like, I don't know, man. I know something's wrong because it's like throbbing. It's like... in my freaking tooth. And so they do an x-ray and he's like, man, I don't see anything with the tooth. But I'm like, okay, you may not see anything, but this is what I feel. And so he says, okay, let's try this other x-ray machine. So I get up and it's a 360 x-ray machine that goes around your head. And I go to a place called Smile On Nashville. It's great. I don't get it for free. Just FYI. And they do the x-ray around my head. It goes, spins around. He comes back and he goes, okay, let me show you your x-ray from a year ago. And he shows it to me and it just looks like an x-ray, complete with nose holes. And then Dr. Tremblay, that's my dentist, Dr. Jeff Tremblay, says, let me show you the one from now. And there was only one hole. The other was such a sinus infection, you couldn't even see it. And it had gotten into my teeth and my ear. And so he's like, you got to get this fixed up, man. So I go, I call my doctor. I got a doctor. I got some steroids. I got some antibiotics. I'm not a big antibiotic taker because eventually all those antibiotics aren't going to work anymore if you take them all the time. I get it. And he says, hey, you should go and I'm going to set you up. I'm going to refer you to an allergist. I've been to one before. And he's like, what do they say? I said, I don't know. They poked me on the back a couple times and pat me on the butt and said, here's the EpiPen. You're good to go. And he was like, that's probably not good enough. So I said, okay. So I go, I was there for like 2 hours and they did some back stuff, scratch stuff where they put the allergen in you and you see if you react. And then they did my shoulder. And then, I mean, I was itching like a mofo. My back was so red. So the allergist, the doctor comes in. She's awesome. She's like, okay, here's what's up. You're allergic to, and she starts listing all these things. And she goes, and those are just medium. Here are the ones you're really badly allergic to. And she starts listing like 13 other things. And then she talks about my lung capacity. And apparently my lungs are so inflamed, like there's such inflammation, I'm only getting almost 80% of my lung capacity. So I guess the end of the story is, because my nasal infection, I now have to get allergy shots every week for a year. 3 allergy shots a week for a year. Now, I could have taken the medicine. I did have the option, but I'd rather just get the shots and like go hard and get it over with. If it can make me better faster. So that's what I did, and that's what I have to do. So starting next month, I will be getting allergy shots 3 times a freaking week for a whole year. I saved a couple tweets. This one's from Justin Lee. Mr. Bobby Bones, I wanted to find out how much an autograph would be from everyone on the show. It's a Christmas gift for my mom. She's a huge fan. I did talk to a nice woman on Monday who took down my information, but I never got a response. If at all possible, please let me know if it's possible. Justin, it is possible. I assume the nice woman, I don't know if it was Abby or if you called someone at the front desk. If you can get a hold of Abby, tell her that I talked about this and we'll get it over to you, something.
Hey, there's my wife. Come in. Come in. Come in. I'm the only one here. Oh, no, I'm recording a podcast. Do you want to be on it? Okay. Food's here in like 18 minutes. You're going to listen to me do it by myself? Why don't you get on the microphone over there? We can talk about a couple things. Huh? You do. Just turn those headphones on over there. No. Let's test that. Sit down and test that microphone. You almost fell over and they... Look, talk into that mic. Yes, that's it. It doesn't turn. Just talking to it.
Hello.
Okay, talk again.
Hello.
Again.
Hello.
Again.
Hello.
Oh, okay, we're on something. Again.
Hello.
Again.
Hello.
Okay, now. What'd you think of the holdovers?
I don't remember what that was.
It's a movie. The movie with...
Oh, I thought it was good.
What'd you give it? What would you give it out of 5?
Is this scale for Christmas movies?
Or no, just for general movies.
Well, then probably like a 2.5.
What? Okay, maybe you can turn that mic in.
It doesn't turn it. Oh, do I have to unscrew this
thing? No. Mm-hmm. Just. Hey, let me walk
over. No, it doesn't turn in.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I bet it does.
Back. That's exactly how it was.
No, it wasn't. It was pointed out. There you go.
This is exactly how it was.
It's not.
Okay.
Okay. What did you think of Leave the World Behind?
Oh, out of 5, I give that a 4.
Mike D told me he only liked it 60%.
Leave the World Behind?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was way better than that.
Yeah, I do too.
And George Burrs told me, and we're not going to spoil anything, but he said something about it was, I'm not even going to say that, but he also didn't like it.
Yeah, that's why we almost didn't watch it.
That's why we almost didn't watch it. Because he told me something about it.
What did he tell you?
I can't tell you here. I'll tell you after we finish. But it didn't affect how much I enjoyed the movie.
But you said you didn't want to watch it because George told you it was terrible and he told you something about the movie.
He did, and I'll tell you when we're done here what exactly he told me. But
he said that. You told me he said it was the worst ending of it.
That's what I don't want to say. You can't say that. You can't say that.
Why?
Because you don't. That's like a half spoiler. That's a half spoiler.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
Every movie has an ending, and people think it's either good or bad. That's no spoiler.
Got it. Okay. Well, just making sure. And then what was the other one we watched? I reviewed a few movies here.
We watched.
Oh, Priscilla. What'd you think of that?
Oh, I liked Priscilla.
What would you rate that?
I liked it better than Elvis. I don't know if that's because it was about a girl.
I liked it better than Elvis, too, though, because Elvis was shot weird.
No, Elvis was losery and lame. And it made Elvis look losery and lame.
The movie, right?
Yes.
No. You mean her or the movie better than Elvis?
What?
You said you liked it better than Elvis.
I like Priscilla better than Elvis. And
the people.
And the movie.
No, hold on. Are you saying you like Priscilla better than Elvis as people or... Because Elvis with Tom Hanks as Colonel Parker was kind of dumbish. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I was saying I like Priscilla the movie better than Elvis the movie. And then I was saying that in Elvis the movie, they made Elvis look like a loser.
Yeah, a little bit. That's what I was saying.
A lot of it. He looked like a loser. And
I'm 24. Are you a 14-year-old pretty mama?
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm 24 years old. You're 14-year-old pretty mama.
Actually, when you were 24.
No, that's what Elvis was like.
I was...
But that's what it was like. But I wouldn't have dated you.
Good. You would have been in jail.
Right. But that's what they did.
Yeah.
That was my point.
No, I know. It's kind of gross.
We were talking about the invisible string today because of the Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
It's trending on TikTok.
Oh.
You know that.
I didn't know it was trending on TikTok.
Well.
We're on different TikToks.
I'm not on that TikTok. So I thought if I saw that, you would for sure see it.
No.
Food's here in 8 minutes.
Okay.
So my question to you was, have we always had an invisible string?
I mean, I don't think like you have an invisible string or you don't. I think the invisible string is just a funny way to look back at whoever you end up with. It's like, all along we had this invisible string because we ended up together, so we're always somehow tied together.
So when I was 18, my invisible string to you, you'd have been?
6. That's gross.
That's true. That is pretty gross. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you the story about the Starbucks girl that went to jail?
No. What? Oh, yeah. You told my dad.
So there was a girl, and she was working the register at Starbucks, the drive-thru. And people would drive through and she would say, hey, would you like to pay for the order behind you? And they would go, yeah, sure. But she would bring it up herself. So they'd say, yeah, sure. So she would basically just Venmo herself some money from that card or use that card to pay.
Right.
And then not pay for the person behind them, because how the person behind them going to know the person in front of them paid?
Right.
And then all said and done, she was making like $300,000 a month.
That's a lot of money.
That's crazy. And the judge sentenced her to jail for like 2 years.
Hey, plus her hourly wage.
That's true.
That's a lot.
That's true. My mamming is being met differently. Am I not supposed to mam people younger than me now?
What? What are you talking about?
My mamming.
Oh, saying ma'am?
Yeah, I was at the store and I was like, yes, ma'am. I was like, yeah, thank you, ma'am. Or yes, ma'am.
And she's probably 28 or 29. And she looked at me like, hey, don't ma'am me, old guy.
I don't know. I think ma'am is generational.
You guys don't say ma'am at all?
I don't really say ma'am.
Or sir.
No,
your
but
parents didn't
I
raise you to.
No, it could be a household.
More, I think
thing.
It's more southern than it is generational.
I mean, I guess, but we're from 2 hours apart.
But you
all
tell
of a sudden
me
you're
that you're not
south.
From the south.
No, what I tell you is that we wouldn't technically identify as the South because
you weren't,
we weren't
right.
a state.
You weren't the Confederacy.
Exactly. Thank goodness.
Right.
Right. So we were just Indian territories, and I think different territories chose different sides. But so, yeah, maybe it's a Southern thing or maybe it's just a household thing. But we didn't say ma'am or sir.
I think my grandma's who made me say ma'am and sir.
Mm-hmm. I don't really like it when people call me ma'am. It doesn't make me feel old. It just makes me feel weird.
Like what? Like what? Like they're being Elvis on you?
Well, like if someone says, thank you, ma'am, I feel like I need to say you're welcome.
You need to curtsy?
Sire or something. Yeah. Like, I feel like I need a fancy word. I also hate, I was just thinking about this. I hate when people say, someone says, how are you doing? And I'll say, I'm good. How are you? And they'll say, I'm well. I hate when people hit you with a well.
Because you think they're correcting
yeah.
what you just said?
Yes, they're showing off.
I just don't even consider how are you doing to be a real question. I consider how are you doing to be like a, I'm here, you're here. We're just saying a few words as a pleasantry before we start our normal conversation. Because nobody really wants to know how you're doing.
I do.
No, you want to know how I'm doing. I want to know how you're doing.
No,
but
you know I want to know how people are doing. Don't start with me.
But if we were at the grocery store and we were standing in line behind somebody and I was behind, I was like, hey, how's it going? I don't really want to know how it's going.
You don't. I do.
But you really don't.
You don't think I want to know how people are actually doing.
Okay, but I don't think most people really, when they say that, actually are asking that question. I think they're just going basically, hi.
But am I asking
no,
that?
No, because sometimes it's annoying because you want to know what everybody's up to.
Exactly. I don't want to know what people are up to.
No, you
want to
be like, how are you? Where's your family from? What do you care about? What are your dreams?
That's not true.
What
I want to be
what
like,
do you love? What do you love? You do. You want to know a lot about people.
I want to know how they're doing.
Yes.
I don't always care about where their parents went to high school, but I want to know, are you okay today? And if you're not, why? And
yes, I know.
And then tell me why, and then let's figure out
you brought
what
people
in
home.
Your childhood made you.
I know you
be
brought
this
you
way.
Brought you brought random people home.
Yeah. And that was kind of me.
It was.
And I'm happy I did that. And
yeah, me too. But all of a sudden, you show up with someone. It's like, huh, wonder who this is.
A kind woman who needed help.
I agree.
A vulnerable hour.
I'm not arguing. I'm not in any way. I'm just saying you started a conversation with her, held the conversation, then said, why don't you come back to our house?
Well, I said, why don't you come to dinner with us?
That's great.
At our house.
I would have just felt like I was being annoying.
Oh.
Where you're being kind, I would have felt like, one, I'm a dude.
Yeah.
And if I were saying that to a woman, she's probably going to think I'm going to murder her.
For sure. I think I used to think that I was annoying a lot. And now I've just tried so hard over the past few years to work on, it doesn't matter how this person interprets what I'm saying. I know my heart. I'm not trying to be annoying. I'm genuinely trying to help this person. So if they find this annoying, then that's okay.
Where do you think that comes from?
Therapy.
And when do you think you flipped that switch?
I'm not sure. I think it's been a slow burn.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com.
T-E-C-O-V-A-S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
The holdover is a slow burn for me.
Okay.
We started watching a show called Bodies. How do you feel about it?
The first few episodes were a little bleh, but this last episode we watched today was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get into it.
I'm not really into time travel, but you...
Oh, my God.
Love that stuff.
If I could have the perfect movie.
Time travel, end of the world, zombie, and, like, football or something sprinkled in.
Yeah. I would take zombie, though. Oh, I do love zombies, though. Like, zombies and aliens are kind of in that same area.
Yeah, you're kind of more into aliens and zombies these days.
Because aliens are real and zombies aren't.
Yeah, but you used to be like, well, we could turn into zombies and stuff like that.
Well, bugs do that.
Okay.
There are zombie insects.
Are you a bug?
No, but we didn't know bugs turned into zombies until they did.
Okay.
When you walked up to this window, you scared the crap out of me, by the way.
You scared the crap out of me because I thought you were on the simulator.
No, I was working. You know, I think I'm more embarrassed to be working than on the simulator.
Well, that's probably good.
If I was on the simulator, I'd be like, yep, just down here doing vacation.
Yeah, but you're always on the simulator, so it's not really vacation.
No, but I'm saying I'm not on the simulator that often.
Okay.
In winter, I do get on it more.
Okay.
But not in the summer. But okay. My point is, if you came down, I would be normal. Like, I'm on vacation. I'm on the simulator. I wasn't sneaking because I told you I was coming back here. But I'm just kind of sneaking back to work to do a podcast.
Well, you're not sneaking because I saw it on your Instagram story. I didn't know that's what you're doing right now, but I saw on your Instagram
story. Right,
it's
not sneaking, but I'm saying, yeah. I was just sliding back here to do this.
Okay. It's fine.
I know. Okay. Food's almost here. Do you want to answer like 5 of these questions with me and then be done?
Sure.
Are you okay, by the way? Thanks for doing this with me.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate that. I know it's not your favorite thing to do. And I know if I would have said, hey, come do this with me, you'd probably have been like, I don't know. But since you were here and cornered, I appreciate it.
Yep.
Okay. What's the best piece of investment advice you've ever received about anything? Do you have any advice at all? This is a question from someone on Instagram.
The best piece of investment advice?
It can be anything at all.
What do you mean, anything at all?
I don't know. I would say for me, the best piece of investment advice, because I didn't even know people who would invest anything until I was 30, probably, right?
But yeah, and I'm just 31, so I guess I haven't gotten it yet.
True, but I'm saying...
Maybe I'll hear it now. Go ahead.
I was just told, if you buy property, you'll never lose money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you've taught me that in our marriage, like, for sure. I feel like...
But I never knew anything about property even until later.
You've taught me a lot, honestly.
Here's another one from Andrea Dulia. How's Caitlin doing? Any exciting plans, trips coming up?
Love the real life updates.
Ooh, how am I doing? Thank you for asking. I'm doing pretty well.
She did
well.
Ask how you're doing. Yeah.
That's sweet. And mm-hmm. I bet she cares.
Probably.
Thank you. It's not just a casualty. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Do we have any trips or plans coming up? No, not really.
You want to talk about the one we talked about today or not yet?
What did we talk about today? Oh, one that we might go on?
When we're going to go.
Oh, I think we're going to go to New York for my birthday. Not on my birthday, but yeah. Around my birthday. Maybe with some friends. I don't know.
That'd be fun. Here's one. Is Caitlin excited about Oklahoma going to the SEC? And is it a rivalry household?
Yes.
It's not a rivalry household. I love Oklahoma.
Okay.
Boomer Sooner.
Okay.
Like I said, just said it.
Okay. I am excited about Oklahoma going to the SEC. It's weird for sure, but it is exciting. I'm excited to play Arkansas because we actually beat Arkansas in quite a few things. Mm-hmm.
In basketball, you've beat us in the regular season, but then we've been so much better than you overall, but it doesn't matter.
I'm talking about us playing you. I'm not talking about...
In what, though?
The greater story. Well, we beat you in basketball this year. We beat you in basketball last year. Didn't we beat you in baseball last year?
Probably, but then again, we go to the College World Series. You guys sit at home.
Didn't we win the softball national
but
title?
We never
last
played
year?
Each other.
But
I like Oklahoma, so you're not hurting me.
You like Oklahoma now because it's convenient for you to say that.
Why?
Because you want me to be on Arkansas's side.
You told me that I need to not treat them as rivals, so I don't anymore.
That's true, because you started that.
I did not.
You did. And also, my brother in law, DJ Gasso, my sister's husband. Grace Parker Gasso. He coaches for Arkansas, so I now will cheer for Arkansas softball. His mom coaches for Oklahoma, so obviously I'll still cheer for Oklahoma as well. But
you'll also cheer for Arkansas football because I cheer for Oklahoma football.
Yeah, as long as we're not playing each other.
Correct.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, two final questions. Do any of the staff go to church on Christmas? If you did, let me know. We did.
We did. We went on Christmas Eve. Which was
that counts.
A Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, we went to First Baptist of Tulsa.
We did.
Yeah, and the guy who married us, can I say his name, Jeff?
Yeah, he's Jeff Elkins.
He's the music minister. Is that his official title?
He is the music minister. He was like a second dad to me growing up.
But that's like his job, right? Is it called a music minister?
Yes, a music minister.
He was awesome.
He's awesome.
He's awesome.
He is awesome.
Yeah, he married us. And then we went on Christmas Eve and we were in Tulsa. Then we went and had dinner at a place called Smoke in Tulsa, which is a really nice restaurant, which I was so surprised they were open on Christmas Eve night.
Yeah, it was really good.
And it was really packed.
It was really packed. Thank God my mom had a reservation.
Yeah, and it was really good. But it was a lot more singing on the Christmas Eve service than it was, what we used to call preaching.
The message, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how it was with you growing up going to church, but with me growing up going to church, there was almost no music. We'd do like one, we'd pull the book out of the back of the bench and you'd be like, all right, open to page 312. And it'd be like, I fly away, oh glory, I fly away in the morning.
Oh, dang. Like hymns?
Only hymns.
Yeah, we were getting turnt.
See, we never had that. Going to a Pentecostal church with my grandmother, especially, was only hymns. And then a Baptist church all through 12 to 18 was only hymns.
Yeah.
So then we would go to church here down the road.
Church of the City.
And it's like full.
It's a concert.
Yeah.
They're really good too. I mean, they also are in Nashville, so you're going to get really great, talented singers and musicians. But yeah, I mean, their music is wild. But yeah, we had interesting and fun music when I was growing up in church, for sure. We had Stephen Curtis Chapman, Dennis Jernigan.
Stephen Curtis Chapman came to your church?
No, we sang his songs.
Oh, I was like, he was just over here.
I'm sure he did at some point to do a concert or something, but no.
Did you guys ever have jars of clay?
Like, be there?
Yeah.
At our church?
Yeah.
No.
Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Do you know their big song?
If you said it.
Rain, rain on my face. Hasn't stopped. Raining for days.
No, actually, I don't know that song.
My world is a flood, and suddenly I become one with the mud. And if I can't swim after 40 days and a night. Yeah. Gosh. That's a jam. And the Newsboys. Just between you and me, I got something to say. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
But we didn't have we didn't have a lot of music, but this, so that was normal music, amount of music then?
Oh, no. I don't think that it was necessarily an abnormal amount of music. I think it was not as much of a message. Like, I think probably it was just a shorter service overall.
More of just a gathering at Christmas time?
Yeah, it was a candlelight service. So it was just, you know, to do a little praise and worship.
It's very nice.
Message. Yeah.
It's very nice. And nobody burnt. They gave the kids glow sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had candles that they everybody lit. There was no fire. I just feel like insurance would not find that to be acceptable, regardless of what building you're in. But you know what? The Lord had us covered.
The Lord had us covered.
So I don't know. I don't know what everybody else did. Have you talked to Amy much?
I've talked to her a little bit. Yeah, I'm sure she went. I'm sure she went. If there's one person I think went, actually, I would say probably Amy and Eddie both went. Oh, Eddie was out of town, so I don't know.
But Eddie wasn't. And then the food's here, so we're going to cut this off in just a second. But
cool.
Let's FaceTime Betty and see if you went to church. What do you think? Yes or no?
I think no, because I believe that they were already in Texas. I think I was talking to his wife when they were on their way.
He's not going to answer. There's no, what would he be doing? Okay.
I don't know. Taking care of children.
No, trust me.
With his wife.
It's Eddie.
You don't know.
Do you mean watching football?
No.
Okay. And then
he's a very involved father and husband.
I agree. But right now, what would he be doing? Watching ball games.
Probably watching with his boys.
Texting me about parlays.
Okay, that's true.
And then the final question, what do you consider the hot new sneaker? I mean, I can go. It's not hot new.
I'd love to hear it.
It's not hot new.
Okay.
But
that's what the question is. So.
Well, I'm going to say hot new to you is going to be different than hot new to me or other average people. That aren't in fashion.
We're all average.
Okay, that aren't.
Oh, I mean, sorry, we're all above average.
That aren't. Well, that can't be true.
Yeah, it can.
Everybody can't be above
average.
We're
all special in God's eyes.
Okay, that can be true.
And in mine.
Okay. I would say that overall, over the last 5 years, because Adidas used to have the best just general shoe.
Mm-hmm.
New Balance is now just generally the best tennis shoe for not only being 60, or 19, or working out, or going out, if you're going to wear tennis shoes. Like, just generally, the New Balance brand has really transcended in a way I've not seen a brand transcend, because it's not, they didn't even come from nowhere. A lot of the new brands will come out of nowhere and be like, this brand's cool because so-and-so has it, likes it, has created it. New Balance has been around forever, and they've always been lame but comfortable New Balance.
Oh, I didn't know them as lame.
Yeah, they're always like uncle, not even dad, like distant uncle shoes.
Oh, wow, yeah. I've heard that.
And so now New Balance is cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. I mean, it's for everybody, right? Everybody can wear New Balance. A million different colors, a million different versions and styles, too.
Do you think that they now know that they're cool and that's why their prices have gone way up?
Oh, for sure. And there's a lot of New Balance collabs, too. Like,
mm.
People are doing a lot of designer brands.
There's some good collabs, New Balance collabs.
Yeah, so Gani, a New Balance collab. That's what I was wearing today.
I don't know what Gani is.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite new brand?
No, I don't have a favorite new brand. I think the Asics are going to make a big comeback. I think that's going to be the New Balance in a few years.
So Asics and Balenciaga look exactly alike. Logos, their little string logos.
Yeah, yeah, but
no, not shoe-wise. I'm just saying the logos. Because
Right.
Whenever I would wear Balenciagas, which I really don't anymore occasionally.
Yeah.
Because we don't do that anymore for the most part.
No, and honestly, they're just like, they're not the vibe.
Regardless.
They're so chunky. Just
people
like
would be
clank,
like,
clack around the house.
Are those Asics? Because of that, I'm going to say the swoosh. You know how Nike has their swoosh, Reebok has their wave.
Yeah.
That Asics, those lines, their swoosh,
yeah.
They look very similar.
They do. Yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that until just now.
So, well, I want to say again, thank you so much for doing this, because this was not the plan and it really warms my heart. And why don't we go get some dinner and watch some shows or something?
Sounds good to me.
And I hope I even recorded this. What if I didn't?
Just be me and you chatting.
Like
every night.
Like every night. All right.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.